Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin with you for your Wednesday morning. Hope you're flying it so far. I know that there will be a lot of people out there who have a similar morning routine to me, in the sense that we need a cup of tea to get through the morning, right? Now, my perfect cup of tea, in colour, we're talking like a light brown. Only a drop of milk. No sugar, thank you. And I know that there is a group of people out there who love a brew and definitely require it to get through a given day. The tradies, of course. And tradespeople have revealed kind of a surprising formula for the perfect builder's brew. If you are a traditional tea lover, well, you might find this a little bit difficult to comprehend and a bit hard to swallow as well. So, this poll talked to 1,000 tradespeople who drive vans for work. And they found out that the water for a proper builder's brew should not be boiling. Instead, it should be merely warm. So just cool enough to drink comfortably straight away. Now, I would have assumed that you kind of had to put boiling water into a cup of tea to, you know, extract the full flavour from the tea leaves, right? Well, maybe not. And it didn't stop there either, because it also found that the tea bag itself should be brewed for exactly 1 minute and 53 seconds. Very precise timing. Again, something that I would have thought differently on traditionally. I thought that, you know, maybe 3 to 5 minutes was recommended by the tea connoisseurs. I think the idea around this is, tradies, you don't have a lot of time, okay? You're very, very busy people. I get it. So the last thing you want to do is be waiting around on a boiling, scalding hot cup of tea to cool down so that you can actually have it. If you're having the merely warm water, you can drink it instantly. So if you are a tradie listening right now, admit to me, what is the ideal cup of tea? How are you making it? Is this true? Is it to fact? And how many are you having in the day as well? 2, 4, 6? You can send a WhatsApp voice note right now to 087-798-9898, because I know that people get, you know, a little bit defensive when it comes to tea.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically. 98FM.
This is our ultimate music quiz we play each and every week here on 98FM against the one and only Barry Dunn, who is in the studio right now.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back. Leanne, I know you had a bad week last week. You were off your game. And normally you were actually genuinely so strong at this. Normally thank it's you. A really competitive battle. I know, yes, last week was a bit of a bad week, but this week I'm sure you're going to...
Yeah, I think you are, I heard that, don't say that, two up on me. Now, the reason why we do this is because, Barry, you know everything there is to know about music. Clearly in the fact that you are winning currently, but I also like to think I know a thing or two as well. We also ask in our wonderful quiz master, producer Cahill, as well.
Good afternoon.
Your adjudicator, give us the quiz questions, make sure it's all fair.
Keep you to a parity of the name.
And that also.
That I will do.
5 questions spanning across... many decades.
Yeah, the 90s, the noughties, 10s, 20s, and Barry picks the last question as always. So if you're playing along at home, grab a pen and paper and we'll get into it.
Let's do it.
This is your first clip. It's from the 90s.
You've got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling, I'll be getting down tonight. Watch if you want a 2, if you want a 3, because everything's over.
That was 5 with Got the Feeling. A massive 1998 hit. Which of these are not a member of 5?
Oh.
Scott, Abs, Richie, Craig and Jason.
Okay.
So which of those were not a member of 5? Scott, Abs, Richie, Craig and Jason.
Okay.
We'll keep her moving here. Clip number 2 is from the noughties.
My hee, my ooh, my oh, my ha.
This is such a holiday song. That's yeah. Dragostea Dintei, a 2004 hit from which Moldovan group?
Oh.
Leanne,
I have this one. You know this, Leanne.
Yeah, we actually, they played Biggest Disco.
Okay, that's a clue. Hang on a minute.
Hold on. Now, the lineup for Biggest Disco was massive, so I need to go through every single artist that was on that stage.
Also, Leanne doesn't necessarily remember it all. So.
Of course I do.
Question 3 from the 10s. Here's the clip.
In the house tonight, oh. Everybody just have a
That is Party Rock Anthem, a massive song from LMFAO. What year did it reach number one in Ireland?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Leanne, Barry, think back to when that was in the charts. Tough ones. People at home, play along. Where were you when that was number one?
Yeah, every day I'm shuffling. Maybe you remember the dance?
Maybe you remember the dance. That's it. Or the discos you were at. We're in the 20s for the next question. Here's the clip.
You leave me lost for words.
Yup, Jazzy.
Like yup, go on, run over.
You can be my girl. Like, what's the story, babe? I'll always put you first.
That was Jazzy with one of her big tunes from this year. What is it called?
You'll have
Jazzy's
to come along
had
now.
So
she's
much
had
music.
So she's much on the road.
Yeah,
she's
been really flying it.
She's been having number ones here and there. So what is that tune called? Is what I want to know. Okay. And finally, Barry, you get to choose the theme for the final question. As always, would you like jump or shop?
I'm not into shopping. I think I'll jump.
Okay, play the clip. That's Jump, a big tune from Madonna in 2006. Name the album it came from.
Questions are so sticky for me. Okay, that is our five questions. We will come back for some answers in the next few minutes. And like Cathal said, if you are playing along wherever you are listening right now, we'll see how you got on as well.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
As we do the ceremonial swap of answers right now, Barry John. Five questions we have answered across the 90s, the noughties, the 10s, the 20s, and a bonus question as well. Barry is currently two ahead of me as we kind of, I suppose, measure it by weeks. So I really need to get a win.
And I think as well as one of the hardest parts of this quiz is when Leanne tries to read my handwriting because it's not simple, is it?
It's not very simple. We'll see how we get on.
We'll get some answers.
All right.
This one's from the 90s. What a tune. They were just in Dublin. That was Five with Got the Feeling, a massive 1998 hit. Which of these are not a member of Five? Scott, Abs, Richie, Craig and Jason. Leanne, would you like to review what Barry has said?
Barry has said Jason.
And Leanne says Craig and Jason.
Craig and Jason.
I thought it was two.
Well, there's five of them, Leanne. I struggle to give a point. The answer is Craig. Sean was missing.
Okay, so we both take a loss on that?
I think so.
Fair enough.
You can't give two answers.
There's a chance in my arm.
They're called Five. There's surely five lads in the band. Clip number two is from the noughties. Let's keep going.
This one is going to cause me pain.
Yeah, Dragostea Dinte there, a 2004 hit from which Moldovan group? Which I gave a clue saying they played Biggest Disco.
Barry has said Ozone.
And Leanne has said her favourite band, The Cartoons.
I guessed.
It's Ozone, Barry. Yes. Craig.
Oh, and I knew it as well.
Point for Barry there.
I know when I hear it.
Okay, Barry takes the lead. Question three is from the 10s. Sure. LMFAO there with Party Rock Anthem. But what year did it reach number one in Ireland?
So Barry has said 2011.
And Leanne was shuffling all the way back to 2013.
Barry John is correct.
Oh my goodness!
Was that a guess, Barry?
It was an educated guess because I remember the song being out and somebody who used to work here going around singing it all the time.
Okay,
so.
Understood. I remember
they don't work here anymore, by the way.
I remember going to discos and dancing. I thought I'd give you that clue, Leanne. We're in the 20s for the next question. This was the clip.
You leave me lost for words.
Jazzy, like the Queen of Dublin.
Yep.
With one of her biggest tunes from this year. But what was it called, Leanne?
Oh, I'm hoping this is going to be a right answer for me. Barry Dunne said Shooting Star.
Leanne says Shooting Star.
Both correct.
Yay! Thank goodness.
And finally, as always, Barry gets to pick the theme for the final question. Barry, you had the choice of jump or shop, and you picked jump. That's Jump, a big tune from Madonna in 2006. But what album was it from?
Barry has said Hard Candy.
And Leanne says... That's a Kylie album, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. And Leanne says Modern Madonna.
Oh, lads, we're going to have to give you a bit of more of an education. It's from Confessions on a Dance Floor, the iconic album.
Wrong.
Barry Dunne, you've taken the win again this
done.
Week.
Thank you very much.
He's done it. Three ahead of me now, okay? The comeback is on for next week.
You have
week.
A couple of weeks till Christmas, Leanne.
I need to ramp it up right now. Barry and Cathal, thank you so much for playing Beat Barry this
thank
week.
You.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.